called Beyond the Veil.
Okay, Mary Jo, you've got to say it like that, though. She says Beyond the Veil. Okay, but what I need you to do for this is close your eyes and turn around. And just give me a smile. Because this is a guessing game, okay? So I'm going to cover something up with a veil, which is why it's all in the liturgical linen. So I'm going to cover something up with a veil, and you're going to have to guess what it is, okay? So get your guessing helmets on here.
Gotta juggle lots of things here. Okay, some of you can see it, but not the folks who are guessing. Okay, I'm gonna cover it up. This is a veil. Okay, there. Okay, you can open your eyes and turn around. Okay, now you can come up closer if you wanna look at it like this, but you cannot touch, okay? So come on up, see what you think, what it might be. Give a guess. Okay, you think a golf ball. What do others think? Oh my, let's focus. Lots of focus here. Okay, so we'll go with the golf ball. You're pretty sure it's a golf ball? Okay. So Emily, why do you think it's a golf ball?
Because
what's
those little holes.
Little holes. Okay. Okay, good. Good. All right, well, so let's give a reveal, the big reveal here. Rolling away. It is indeed a golf ball. Good guess. Good guess. Okay. That's okay. We got a few more to do here. Okay. Close your eyes. Turn around. Okay. We're going to do another one. Well, maybe I'll just do this. I'll start. Well, no, we'll do this one. Okay. Hold on. Okay. Let's play Beyond the Veil. Okay. Turn around. Take a guess. Why do you think it's a pillow? It's a design like a pillow? It looks like it's fluffy. It's like pushy. It's thick as a pillow. Okay. Good guess. Let's give it a... What is Beyond the Veil? It is a pillow. Okay. Okay, we're going to try another one. Close your eyes. Turn around. Okay. Okay. All right. What is Beyond the Veil? Let's see. Go ahead and turn around. What do you think this is? A notebook? We've got a notebook as a guess. This might be a little more difficult. You might need to ask folks who are a little older than you are. Okay. Well, I'll show you what it is, all right? Oh, there we go. What is it?
A battery for auto top.
What does this say also? Panasonic. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right. Have a seat. We'll show you what it is. So some of our So this is a question about for history, right? For those who have seen it. It is called a cassette player. You put it in there. You put this little cassette thing in here. Oh, my gosh, I've forgotten how to open it. Okay, yeah. You put a little cassette, and this has music on it, and then it plays. And then you push play, and it plays music. I used to have one that had a Michael Jackson on it. Okay, last one. We're going to play one more. Okay, I'm gonna cover this up. All right, take a guess. You can kind of see the outline. What do you think is that shape? Bowl could be that shape. Yeah. All right. Let's give it the big reveal here. What is Beyond the Veil?
It's a planting pot.
Okay. Yeah, it's a Katam. You guys had it. A bowl, kind of like a bowl. Could be any of those describes any of those things. Okay, so what is the point of this little lesson? And we talk a lot about the vision God has for the world. But sometimes we can't see it clearly. We can just make it out in little hints. And sometimes it takes, like Angie read so beautifully today, the eyes of our hearts enlightened, or it takes our mind's eye or our heart's eye to kind of fill in the details and kind of see what God's vision is for us. And sometimes, importantly, it takes our ancestors in the faith, for ones that we don't always recognize or don't see or aren't familiar to our own times. Somebody has seen them before. So that's why community is important. They help us see God's vision. Okay, well, thanks for coming up. I appreciate you playing the game.